Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
4 o'clock on a hot summer Monday in New York City. I don't want to hear anybody complain about the heat, especially if you're one of those people that were whining and crying. It's so cold. Give me the summer. Give me the summer. Here's what today proves, and I have said this my entire life. The summer sucks. It's overrated. More days than not are hot and disgusting, and you walk down the streets, your pits smell, you're sweating all over the place, your hair's a mess, there's sweat down your brow. This weather is atrocious, and no one's allowed to complain about it unless you're someone like me who hates the summer, who calls it out for what it is. But you can't tell me with a straight face, Deke, you like this weather.
Well, I don't mind the heat. It's the humidity. When I walked my dog this morning, I went maybe, I don't know, 300 yards, and I was drenched.
You're damn right.
Like soaking wet.
Yes.
Water, sweat dripping down my face. And I still had, I don't know, 10 minutes to go on this walk with CJ. And I was like, dude, this is not going to happen. And then she's out there like, her tongue's like hanging out of the side of her mouth. I'm like, dude, is she going to die?
Yeah.
So that's when I notice it, is when I'm walking outside with the dog, and the dog, who wants to be outside, is like, get me the hell inside.
And here's more proof of weather. You have your dog saying, I want to go inside. You know me. One thing you know about me is I love to be at Met games on time, to the point where I'm so anxious about getting to Met games on time, I'll park my car at Citi Field, I'll take the train to work, then I'll take the train back to Citi Field, and I'll make first pitch by about 3 minutes. Perfect to a T. It is so hot outside, and I so wanted to avoid running to the subway with Sean and then running on that boardwalk from the LIRR train at Willets Point all the way to the stadium. I said, screw it. Tommy once told me something so true. There'll be a second pitch and a fifth pitch and a tenth pitch. So I'm driving to Citi Field with my air conditioning pumping, and if I miss the first inning, I miss the first inning.
Right.
And that's not usually how I think.
Right. You don't want to be in a subway car and potentially risk, or whatever, LIRR, that you're standing and it's hot, or there's no AC playing.
That is correct. And the other thing you don't want to risk, as I tried to explain to Tiki and Sean, is you don't want to risk an injury to Clark Schmidt on a Saturday afternoon just to give you the sweet thrills of potentially a no-hitter, which is why Aaron Boone made the right decision. We had a very spirited debate. You can rewind on the Odyssey app to about 3:40, but a lot of people want to jump in, so let's say good afternoon to Nick in Point Pleasant. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First of all, Fanatics Fest was fantastic. It was good to have you guys there. But the point on the no-hitter, it is absolutely still cool. Every time I see my cousin, he's like, you still weren't at the Johan game. And one of my buddies in college, he's Jason Foley. He closer for the Tigers last year.
Yeah.
Part of that combined no-hitter, not as cool as the complete game, obviously. But, like, the tech circle going crazy, you know what I mean? Like, if it's your team or somebody you know, it's cool. It's cool as hell. It really is.
Well, okay, the someone you know thing is very different.
Right,
obviously, if you know someone in the major leagues and are part of a combined no-hitter, sure. But your no-hitter you cited is Johan's. Johan's is a legendary no-hitter. Like, Doc Gooden's no-hitter is legendary that Sean cited. I'm telling you right now, if Paul Blackburn or Frankie Montas in the next two nights tosses a no-hitter at Citi Field, now that we've gotten two of them, both at home, I think we would talk about it. I think we'd say it's cool. It is not nearly as cool as it was a decade ago.
Well, I think it depends on the import of the player with the organization.
Yes, and but so, that's my point about Doc and Jim Abbott. Yeah. They were very unique.
But I think that's what Sean is trying to say about Clark Schmidt.
Schmidt's going to move you?
That he could. Like, who knows what's going to happen? The Yankees should be in and deep into the postseason this year. And if they get to a World Series and they win a World Series and Clark Schmidt is a reason that they helped, could he not become someone that people remember for a long time?
He could be. I just don't think his no-hitter would. Like, he's a hell of a young pitcher. And I also, look, I don't want to lose the biggest argument, which is the squeeze ain't worth the reward. Like, you're risking injury to a guy who has only made a handful of starts since coming back.
Right.
Who's a big part of this roster. To ask him to throw more pitches than he's ever thrown in his career, it's a fireable offense, honestly.
To ask him to throw more pitches than he's ever done in his career. At one point, he threw 103 pitches, and we threw our hands up and said, well, that's the most, so we'll never push it past there.
Right.
Had he thrown 120 in this game, we would say forever, hey, he's been able to reach 120 before. You don't know until you go. And for all this, we need Clark. I love Clark Schmidt. Clark Schmidt, if you're reading between the lines, should be the Yankees' fourth starter in October. We're not talking about Max Fried here either. So, if we're going to the fourth starter and saying that's what the whole World Series plans to do.
How is he your fourth starter?
Well, Evan, something else funny happened on Saturday. Aaron Boone got on a microphone and uttered the famous Yankee phrase, which is, Luis Hill's going to be good
I'm
as a trade
line. I'm not putting Luis Hill ahead of Clark Schmidt. I can't do that. The guy's missed the entire season so far.
Well, they're counting on
him. Well, it depends on how he comes. It depends on what he looks like. If and when he comes back.
I'm not saying don't count on him. I'm not saying don't give him an opportunity. I'm saying when I look at the Yankees right now, Clark Schmidt is damn important, I would slot him ahead of a guy coming off his rookie season who just missed a bunch of months.
Fine. Then Aaron Boone can't say on a microphone he's as good as a big trade deadline acquisition.
Well, I don't
support
that.
Because if that's a big trade deadline acquisition, he's not your fourth or fifth starter.
Well, that's a different argument. I don't
but
like
it ties together.
It's not tied together.
Yes, it is, because these are the messages we're getting from this team.
His status update on Luis Hill has nothing to do with deciding to be responsible with Clark Schmidt on a Saturday afternoon. And for you to tie
to
it together is a desperate attempt to win an argument.
No, it is not. Evan, I'm pointing
it's all
out.
It is.
No. Yeah.
Sad.
I'm going to take a deep breath and not scream.
Sad exclamation point.
This is the insanity of the Yankees. Their messaging doesn't make sense. If you're telling me that you can't count on Luis Hill and that he's going to be your fourth, fifth starter, I can live with that. They are telling us, and they literally did, he is as good as a big trade deadline acquisition. A big trade deadline acquisition isn't your fourth or fifth starter in the postseason. Hmm. So they say that in one hand, but then in the other hand go, Clark Schmidt's
right,
too important to a World Series.
But here's what Evan's saying. Do you actually believe that? Do you believe that
I do.
Luis Hill's going to...
I do, because his pitch count's going to be really low. I do, and he was just a rookie of the year. I do believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, but how stretched... I mean, is he going to be... How long until he's really stretched out to be a starter?
August, September? Yeah, I mean, again, I'm telling you, they only let him throw 5-6 innings in the playoffs either, which is another debunked argument.
Don't even agree with that whole point. You're just saying
you're just trying to win the argument.
No, hold on. Who do you think is going to be the better
I'm
pitcher?
I'm less convinced of this argument than I was of
the No, this is a flawed one, yes. Yeah.
Luis Hill just won Rookie of the Year. We all don't think Luis Hill's the better young pitcher than Clark Schmidt.
I don't personally. I think he could be.
I don't think he is.
But I think
Clark's proven more already, and he's healthy right now.
I mean, he was Rookie of the Year last year, and he was fantastic.
Okay, but hold on a second. I don't mean to diminish him, but can I give you some other examples of guys who had really good either rookie years or first years? Miguel Andujar should have won Rookie of the Year over Shohei Ohtani. Remember that one?
Yeah.
How about Mark Vientos? I know he wasn't a rookie technically last year.
Yeah, those are
different. The guy had a great year. You don't know what he's going to be in his second year.
Pitchers are different, obviously. But...
Yeah, they're even more volatile. Thank you. I agree.
I agree.
So then
I agree.
I'm more confident in Clark Schmidt than I am Luis Hill, who has not pitched yet.
Yet. And the other mouth, you say Clark Schmidt's been injury riddled his whole career. So you're confident that he's going to stay healthy?
No, I didn't say that. I said he missed the first part of the season. He's only made a handful of starts. I'm not pushing him to make you happy while you're swimming in a pool. That's all it was about to
first
you.
First of all,
I
want
to be entertained on a Saturday. Well, this is not about entertaining you on a Saturday. It's about winning a world championship.
Then if we care so much about Clark Schmidt and his innings and his pitch count, why is he pitching into the eighth inning versus the Angels? Why? Because it was a one-run game and we cared about that then.
And what was his pitch count?
I forgot what
it was. Okay, well, look it up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
And then you can come back to me with it. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
Well, I got to tell you guys, first of all, I think Boone deprived Schmidt of a lifetime dream. He won't admit it, but every pitcher that goes to the major league, this is like hitting 60 home runs on a no-hitter.
Oh, come on.
And come on. How many no-hitters have been thrown? Think about it.
There have been more no-hitters than cycles. And we don't go nuts about that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Okay. But let's face it. Boone is not a very good manager to begin with. He's nothing but a robot with numbers. He's a poor manager. He showed it in the World Series. He's been shown it the past
But Mike,
week.
Mike, I don't think there's a manager walking the planet right now. Forget about your argument. You think Boone stinks. That's fine. We can have that argument. I'm sure we will at some point before we get to the postseason.
I just don't think that's the case.
Well, it's also not relevant because there's no manager alive that would have let Clark Schmidt start the eighth inning. Not one.
Mm-hmm.
Not one. Name your favorite manager. He wasn't doing it. A.J. Hinch wasn't doing it. Dave Roberts wasn't doing it. Carlos Mendoza wasn't doing it. Alex Cora wasn't doing it. You want to know why? Because it would have been irresponsible. So if you want to hold your vendettas against Aaron Boone for every other dumb thing you think he's done, that is totally fair game. He is worth arguing about. But this move on a Saturday afternoon ain't one of them. I'm sorry. Irresponsible. That's what you guys want. You want your manager to be an irresponsible pig so you can get your you know what's off on a Saturday. Come on now.
Who are you going to the game with tonight?
The Met game?
Yeah.
I'm going with Pete Hoffman, who does a great job producing Rico Bronio, where you can download your podcast, wherever you want to download podcasts.
Great job by Pete Hoffman. We're an N1 Shorts interview. Carlos Mendoza, that was great the other day. Here's number two.
He's getting a lot of crap for that.
He is. I mean, whatever. We'll not get to that. We'll get to that later. If you were going to this game with Jet Roberts, who we love, he's basically the fifth host on the show at this point. Okay? And you're sitting there tonight, and you could say it doesn't mean anything, and you get to the seventh inning, and Blackburn's throwing a no-hitter, and you look down.
Very cool.
And Jet's asking a million questions. And they take him out in the eighth inning. You're not going to look down and go, I could have had this moment forever with Jet. You're not going to look down and feel that way?
Not really.
Yeah, you caught him for a
second. Come on, Evan. Evan, me and my dad have been a million Yankees. We can't stop talking about Doc Gooden's no-hitter. That's my point. Baseball's about making those memories.
But do you think a manager should make a decision based on the memories I'm going to have with my kid over the well-being of your team?
This is
not in the best interest of your team.
But I think it matters what Clark Schmidt would have said.
Right.
Like, did he ask Clark Schmidt, hey, you good for another inning? What is Clark saying? Of course, he's going to say yes. And so it's a matter of the interpretation from the manager. Does he believe him, or is he tired? Like, that's what a manager has to do. That's why managing the rotation and the bullpen is one of the hardest things that managers have to do. And if you do it well, you get lauded for it. If you don't, you get crushed.
But, Teak, I think this was easy. I was watching this game live because I was intrigued by the no-hitter. I admit I'm intrigued by it. It's just not as cool as it used to be.
Right.
And watching Clark finish off the seventh inning, I thought he's done. And I ain't the manager. I'm not looking into his eyes. I'm being an honest assessment. I'm like, he's done. He just left it all out there. He knew that was his last inning. He pitched like it was his last inning. So if I could tell from my seat as an IBO, not a bias BO, then I think he got it right.
I didn't get the vibe he was done. It felt like he was really trying to work his way through.
How many gummies had you had at that point?
None yet. None yet. Not on a Saturday afternoon. Still had places to drive to.
You know what that meant. None your business.
None your business. No. Later on, when I polished off some Mr. Softy, maybe different story. But, okay, Aaron Boone. He's the manager. He's the one who makes this decision. This is an unfair statement. I'm going to make it anyway. Is Aaron Boone the manager of the Yankees without that immortal home run in 03 where he's like warm and dovey?
That is a cheap shot right there.
It's not a cheap shot because I like
Aaron Boone.
Why are you
bringing that up?
I'm bringing it up to say Aaron Boone had an iconic moment
in the
as a
seventh
New York
game of the ALCS.
And Aaron Boone didn't start the game, but had Aaron Boone gotten pinch hit for right before
If I was still adjudicating this, I would have been like, all right, counselor, I see, I'll allow it, but get to your point.
I'm getting my point. How do you think Aaron Boone would have felt if he got tapped on the shoulder and said, you're not hitting here in the 11th inning, whatever inning that was to hit that home run? He would have felt like, oh, I had a chance to win the ALC. He would have bothered him for the rest of his career.
So what you're saying is Clark Schmidt can no longer ever become Yankees pitching coach because he didn't have an iconic moment in the middle of June.
My point
he's never forever remembered yet.
Of all the managers the New York Yankees have had, Aaron Boone should know above anybody else what one moment could do for your career in New York, and he took that moment.
There
from
is a huge difference between a walk-off home run in the seventh game of the American League Championship Series and a no-hitter on a Saturday.
They're iconic moments.
They're not. If you can't see the difference, I can't help you. Eli is calling from Israel. What's up, Eli?
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm a Yankee fan, and I need to argue with Sean on this. He's so wrong on this. Sean, I normally listen to you for, like, everything Yankees. You're one of the only people I listen to for the Yankees, and you're dead wrong on this. I have like a ton of things I can go to first. First of all, about the whole last time the Yankees threw a no-hitter with Corey Kluber, right afterward, I don't remember, either he stunk after those starts, after that start,
right,
or he went on the IL. You can look it up. You can look it up. Oh, but it was one of those two.
Eli, you're right. You mean an old pitcher at the end of the road suddenly had problems? No kidding.
Okay, yeah, well, and this pitcher who normally has problems might have also had more problems, to Evan's point.
That's exactly my point. If he has problems anyway, then at least give him that moment.
Because we're lessening the chance. And guess what? This is a business. They're in the business of winning World Series. Not making one guy happy and making one fan happy.
Eli,
yeah,
why didn't the Yankees win the World Series last year? Why?
Because Aaron Judge dropped the fly ball, even though that's not true.
They
lost it beforehand.
So let's boil
it
down.
Why did they lose it? Why did they lose it? Because they couldn't steal the ground ball. That's why.
Okay. Fundamentals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if and when the Yankees don't win again for the 17th straight year, whether it's the ALCS, World Series, ALDS, what are we going to complain? We're going to say they couldn't steal enough bases. Their fundamentals were terrible. We're going to rip off all of those. Do you think at any point we're going to go, man, if we had Clark Schmidt, then I think we win a World Series. No, that's the point. We're making up reasons with the World Series right now.
How do I know the pitching won't blow up?
If Clark Schmidt's the reason or the separation, him being on the shelf after he threw a no-hitter between the Yankees winning and losing a World Series, Brian Cashman failed to do his job at the trade deadline. Period. Stop.
How do you know another pitcher won't go down? How do you know Max Fried won't go down? How do you know Carlos Rodon won't go down?
He could.
How do you know Lewis Hill won't stink?
Right. How do you know Clark Schmidt will stub his toe next week? You know, that's the point.
Well, there's nothing you could do to avoid that. This was avoidable. This is you seeing something Aaron Boone is doing and just complaining about it. And if you left him in, the entire day today you would have been taking calls. How could Aaron Boone leave him in?
He's spot on. And the fact that Eli is making this phone call, what time is it in Israel? Do we know the math on that? He made this phone call.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock at night?
Right.
Really?
Maybe.
No, it's not. It's only 6-hour time difference?
I think it's 11.
I'm going to Europe. I got to look at a map. And it's a 6-hour time difference when I'm in Spain and I'm in France and all those places. So I would assume Israel is further to the east. So I would say it's an 8-hour time difference.
Yeah, but not that much further to the east.
I'm going
to
get the answer
Isn't
right
all of Europe
I mean,
in one time
zone? It's on the Mediterranean Sea.
See, I don't know the geography of Europe.
When
and
I went, first time I went, I stayed at the Dan Hotel. It was a beach town.
By the way, let's split the difference. Okay, you said 6 hours. Yeah, I said 8 hours.
I said 7.
It's 7. Oh, you said 7 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said maybe it's 7.
It is 7 hours. Mm-hmm. So right now he's making a phone call at 11 o'clock at night, and you can hear it in our last caller's voice. He's disappointed in Sean because he trusts him as a Yankee fan, and Sean had let him down. And I'll ask you a little trivia question, Sean.
All right.
You know the most pitches Clark Schmidt has ever thrown in a game?
103.
Mm-hmm. He matched his career high. You're going to push him?
That's what Sean was saying. He breezed through those last couple of innings. Why not push his career high to 115?
That's my point.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, all right, 115 is his limit.
Go batter by batter. We're so stuck on the exact number of pitches. How about just look at the pitcher batter by batter?
The guy has made 11 starts this season. Last year, he only made 16. He hasn't pitched a lot.
12 now.
Now it's 12. This was his 12th start. It's irresponsible to push him in that way. Anyhow, let's go to Albert calling from Greenwich. Hey, Albert. Hello, Albert. Albert going once. Albert is gone. Kerry is in Sayreville. Hey, Kerry.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up, Kerry?
Good. What's up?
What's going on? Now, If Clark Schmidt is going to make or break how we do in the postseason, then I think we're in worse shape than I really thought. I mean, you know he's going to get injured. You know we're going to have two solid starting pitchers and probably lose in the ALCS. But, I mean, let the guy go. Or at least just put in somebody. You put in Brubaker. Like, come on. Give us a shot. I 100% agree with Sean. I was there. You know, and he could feel it. You know he was laboring for a little while, but. Brubaker, really, spot?
But, Kerry, here's the thing I'm curious about. So let's say Aaron Boone took that piece of advice that you had and Sean even mentioned, which is, hey, I care about the combined no-hitter. I'm going to go balls to the wall. Even though Luke Weaver gave up the home run the night before, I'm going to go Luke Weaver. I ain't screwing around. I want this. I want this no-hitter. And let's say you get it, and it's a combined no-hitter, right?
they succeed. Uh-huh. Be the first combined no-hitter in the history of the New York Yankees. They've never had one. They've had combined no-hitters thrown against them. In fact, they've had a few of them, but they've never thrown a combined no-hitter. Would that have wet your whistle? Like, would that have caused your Saturday to be unruined that you witnessed the first combined no-hitter in the history of the New York Yankees?
I personally don't like combined no-hitters, but I would have had less of an issue on the anger scale because he went to a guy who hasn't pitched in 2 years. But if I was in the stands, I would have been livid that he... And if I'm Clark Schmidt, I would have been livid too.
If you wanted the combined no-hitter, which Kerry did, mm-hmm. which it sounds like you sort of did, then why are we not making Jason Visconti live in Yankee hell forever, considering he missed a call that led to the only hit the Orioles had? Meanwhile, no one knows who Jason Visconti is. Okay. I literally brought him up, and people are like, what does that even mean? Like, there was a check swing on Gary Sanchez, by the way, from Yankee fans. Thank you, Gary, for Sunday, because his defense certainly played a nice part in the Yankees winning that series. Why are we pissed about that, then?
Because it's the first batter after the no-hitter.
Hypocrite!
No, it's not a hypocrite. And the moment Brubaker came in and that happened, I'm not going to complain about umps and calls and all of that because I didn't have confidence beyond that one that he was going to suddenly just mow through. And by the way, he gave up the first hit. The pressure kept mounting, he probably would have gave up.
So I'm just looking at Clark Schmidt's pitch counts over the year. I mean, it's been one game he threw under 80. Just one. And two at 80. He had one at 80, one under 80. Those were his first two starts. Since then, go back four starts ago, he had 99 pitches. And his strike, you know, his pitch, his strike to ball ratio is pretty consistent, right? So 99 pitches, 91 pitches, 91 pitches, 97 pitches, 103 pitches. So it's not like he's not used to being taxed and going deep into games. So given the history of this season, going a few extra pitches, to Sean's point, not you're going to pitch until the end of the ninth inning and close this thing out with a no-hitter, but let me take it batter by incrementally increase your workload just to see what you're capable of doing, doesn't seem like it's that egregious. It really doesn't, especially given his history.
It's egregious if it gets to the number that it would probably get to. This isn't the ninth inning. If it's the ninth inning, you're right. It's the eighth inning. So it would eventually become egregious. Did I just get something for New York Met fans? Did I secure them something really special? We'll let Tiki decide when we come back. I may have done something really nice for Met fans, but I'm not sure. Plus, Tiki will help me out. Did I make the right decision or the wrong decision? I don't like to take credit for things I didn't do. So you tell me if I deserve any credit, Tiki Barber. Yesterday, I came across interesting news courtesy of the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Pirates, who are a classless organization usually in terms of trying to build a winner, were very classy because they tweeted out, due to the heat, we are making free water available at all staffed concession stands for the remainder of the game. And I saw that piece of information. I said, oh, that could be useful. The Mets are coming home. Mm-hmm. They're playing four games against Atlanta, and it's going to be really, really hot. So I retweeted that, added Steve Cohen, and said, hey, it's going to be hot this week.
Yep.
Now, I wasn't asking for myself because, as you guys may know, I come to Citi Field with like seven cold bottles of water. So this isn't like, oh, Evan's looking for free water. Right. I'm usually the one with all the waters.
Right.
And sometimes I'll hand it out to a guy that I'm with, like Hoff tonight. I may say, hey, Pete, you want a water? So this wasn't about me. This was me looking out for the people.
Okay.
The Mets just announced, all right? Just announced that because of the very hot conditions tonight.
Right. Real feel of like 98?
Yes. Sections 104, 140, 303, 415, and the Jackie Robinson Rotunda have been designated as cooling stations. Ice packs will be available at all the fan assistance locations, and all concessions will offer guests complimentary ice and water cups. So do I get credit for this?
Yeah, or not really? So. A little bit. They hadn't done it before, so now it's because you tweeted at Steve Cohen?
Yeah, take credit. I don't know.
You don't know that it wasn't you.
You know what? That's a good way to look at it.
There you go.
I don't know if
so
it wasn't
you. So thank you, Evan, on behalf of all the Mets fans that will not suffer and have heat stroke because of your tweet.
One other thing, though, that I would like to request from the New York Mets.
Oh, God.
While the ice and water cups are very nice, can you hand out the bottles of water? Can we go a little bit further and say, all right,
These bottles of water cost us 27 cents. And I'm not exaggerating. When you buy, I know, because when I bring waters to work or to a Met game, I know this costs nothing. I bought a 32-pack. It was like $6. Do the math. It ain't a lot of money. You can't hand out 30-cent Dasani waters to your fans.
I agree with Evan.
Thank you.
But I think we could find some middle ground here.
Fair enough.
If they have all of their waters in stock, and you know what, that's just simply a money-making thing, here's what can't happen. You can't be doing mouthwash cups here. How about some nice big solo cups to fill up that you can take back to your seat? Because what is going to one little dispenser? And you know how you talk about those little plastic cups you give to your kids at a party in the summer?
Right.
That's what I anticipate them handing out. That does nothing.
It's got to be something hefty so that you don't have to get up again.
Yes, a substantial-sized water cup if you're not giving out bottles.
I agree with you, and I think it's going to be because those are the only cups they have. Like when you order a fountain soda, it comes in a decent-sized cup.
See, I think somebody is at like the Food Town right now buying those plastic cups.
No.
Oh, I think they sent the Met intern there to do that tonight.
I mean, but that would only, you could only fit like three pieces of ice in that thing.
I agree with you, but
so
that's
there's
what
no
a picture.
Way it's going to be that.
Somebody's got to take a picture of this thing. Got to get an answer.
Well, I will. Good. I mean, you don't think I'm going to take some?
Yeah, but your concession is inside.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's all concession stands will have complimentary ice and water cups. Why would my concession stand not have that?
No, I'm sure it will, but I'm just it's just different.
Well, here's what I'm going to do, because I'm bringing my bottles of water like normal, but it is so hot outside, I'm probably going to finish it at a faster pace than I normally do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to probably pound all my waters. So I will go back with my water bottle and have it filled up. I actually made a comment to my dad the last time we were at a game. I brought a few bottles of water, and we finished them. Like, it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what I wish? I wish Citi Field had. They don't have it anymore. No one has it. A water fountain. Because back in the day at Shea Stadium, I would just do that. I would fill up a cup of water.
Right.
Like, I don't need to spend $8 for a Dasani bottle of water.
Yeah, like they have in airports.
Correct.
Where you can just stick your water bottle underneath and fill it back up, and you're good to go.
I do not think they have that at stadiums.
It takes off how many plastic bottles are being saved.
Yeah, added bonus.
Right, it's an added bonus.
Why don't we have water fountains anymore? Like, on a night like tonight, wouldn't that be perfect?
Is there a water fountain in this office?
No. Well, they bought, like, one of those.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, an actual traditional water
fountain. No.
There's no water fountain.
No, there's also no fifth grade classes here. So that's
no, but the stadiums used to have water fountains.
I know stadium a lot of people got rid of them because of COVID. Like, you didn't want people drinking from water fountains.
Oh, is that what this is about?
That's when I saw them all disappear.
Is that what happened?
Absolutely.
So it's possible Citi and Yankee had water fountains, and after COVID, that was one of the things they got rid of? Because I honestly don't remember if Citi Field ever had water fountains. I just remember as a kid at Chase Stadium being like, hey, I'm thirsty, and my dad's like, go fill up your cup.
I don't know if that's the case at Citi, but I know I saw them disappear from a lot of places.
Yeah, I remember. I have visions of Yankee Stadium, and I don't know if you would call them water fountains, but they were more like bottle refill stations.
Well, that's just as good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's just as good. Because the one thing I can't do, and I had this conversation with my dad, was, well, you could always go into the bathroom and fill it up in the sink.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I can't do that. And I know it's probably fine water. No, we're on the same side, Tommy. You're freaking out over here. We both
no,
agree
No, I'm not on
you.
The side of your father on that one.
No, we talked about it. We wouldn't do it.
What, are you above drinking sink water?
Tap water's rough, dude.
Is it?
Oh, my. Yes.
I drink tap water every day.
You don't want to be drinking. You got to have a filter.
You know what the problem is?
In life and in water.
You know you drink tap water. The difference is you seeing it be filled up in a disgusting men's bathroom. Right. Like when you go to a restaurant with your lovely wife, that tap water they give you came out of the freaking place.
Now
you don't see it, so it doesn't bother
but
you.
But now
as much.
At every restaurant, they offer you a selection of
and what do you pick?
We go non-tap water.
Really?
You go bottled water.
Yeah, we go sparkling.
You spend $18 on a bottle of water.
I'm not drinking tap water. This if it doesn't have a filter.
This guy is never getting a free ticket from me ever again.
Why not?
Because
start drinking tap water, he can just afford season tickets.
Yes! If you quit this whole, I need bottles of water when you're going to a restaurant and they offer you tap water,
that's
and
different.
You funneled that money and gave it to me, you could go to every Met game
I just think
me.
It's healthier. I mean, I just don't want to drink the tap water. Me trying to mooch off you is just trying to save a couple bucks.
The mooching is done.
Well, clearly, invited Hoff tonight so you guys could drink bottles of water.
Well, Hoff did a lot over the weekend.
Oh,
he did an overnight show and then promptly went over and produced the Rico Brogna and then get paid a dime extra.
I love Pete. He promptly sat next to you and Carlos Mendoza. He promptly did nothing. He didn't book.
Wow.
Did he book Carlos Mendoza?
No.
Okay. Did he ask any questions?
Yes. One question.
Did he write the questions for you?
No.
What did he do?
Are you serious?
Oh, no, because I have a big problem with you saying that, because I feel like I work every day with you, and you're going to tell me, I'm using Pete as a...
He showed up on a Saturday.
As a chip. It's nothing against Hoffman.
No, it sounds like it's very much
because you're
Hoffman.
Acting like that he did all this work.
Showing up is a lot of work.
Showing up's a lot of work.
Yes! Mm-hmm. After doing an overnight, which he didn't sleep, and he's got wife and kids he doesn't see.
Yeah.
He showed up.
Usually by design with Hoff. You know what I mean.
You think it's a plant? And then he promptly was able to post the podcast. And I don't know what that involves, but I'm sure that's a lot of work.
I'm still surprised you don't drink tap water.
I know, that's weird.
No, it's got to have a filter or we go sparkling.
Most water is filtered. Like city water, most of it is filtered.
It's true.
Yeah, like there's an extra filter that most people put on their houses or at least come in the apartments
that
they
what
live
we have.
In. But like most water is filtered.
No, I'm like Larry David. This is tap. Yeah, I'm not drinking
tap anymore. Water is filtered water.
He also used the words, Tiki, it's unhealthy for you. It's water. It's arguably not the most healthy thing to put in your body.
No, you don't know what's going on with the pipes.
This is why I never get sick, because I was drinking out of rivers when I was growing up. Garden hoses.
Think about the amount of money you and your wife have spent. Not on dinners, because you get what you pay for, and that's all great. But on the ability to just take the tap water they offer you. If you would have just taken that versus, give me the sparkling.
And by the way, you're probably only going to have a sip of it anyways as you're drinking whatever beverage you're drinking.
I know.
I'm sure my colon thanks me. I got a beautiful colon.
I don't think it's made any difference. But I do agree with you. Like, I could not, my stomach, and tell me if I'm wrong here, T, I could not go in the men's room and fill up a bottle of water.
No, I couldn't either.
Okay, so you agree with me on that.
Because you never know what people are peeing in the sinks.
You think people are peeing in the
sinks?
In
the men's room, you never freaking know.
At Citi Field?
Anywhere.
Really?
Absolutely.
Boy, that's changed everything. I got to think twice about this. Let's go to Chris in Brooklyn. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you doing, guys? What's I wanted to agree with Evan on the point with Clark Schmidt. Because Aaron Boone's job as the manager of the Yankees is not to do what's best for the fan or the individual.
Yep.
His job is to do what's best for the team in the long run. And just my honest opinion, I feel like pitching Clark Schmidt for 120, 130 pitches in a 9-0 game in June is not what's best for the team in the long term.
It's not. You're 100% right, and I think it's very similar. I've used this argument for NBA head coaches since we started this show talking about the finals and the Knicks' path and all the injuries in the NBA. The job of the NBA head coach is not to entertain the 18,000 fans that paid a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Their job is to best prepare their teams to win an NBA championship, which is why I've always been a supporter of maintenance days.
Yeah.
Because
which is weird, because the NBA tried to get rid of guys taking days off without being hurt.
Right.
So it's like there was a contradiction.
Well, the league had a contradiction to the teams, because I think the team's priority is winning a championship. The league's priority was, hey, we want to keep our fans happy. You show up on a Tuesday night in Washington. Well, I respect that. I know how it would feel. I've experienced it. Hey, I'm going to this game to see a superstar. It's not the coach's responsibility to keep me and Timmy happy.
No.
It's the responsibility of going and winning a championship. Right. And Aaron Boone made that decision around Clark Schmidt, and he was 1,000% right. And anyone who disagrees... they're being very selfish.
I hope they win a World Series this year, because if they don't, Clark Schmidt, another year went by, could have made a memorable moment. But, hey, they're going to win the World Series now because they took him out.
That's not what we said, but if you want to go with that, you're more than happy to. Steven Brick. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Evan. Hey, I'm a Mets, Jets, Islanders, Nets fan, so I'm in your back pocket. But Sean's right. Tiki's right. You got to send him out for the next inning. What if he ends the inning in 4 or 5 pitches, you send him out for the ninth. He deserves that walk-off with a tip to the cap, with a standing ovation, and maybe he gets the no-hitter. And I got news for you. They are special today. They're more special than ever. Talk about it.
I have to talk about something else.
Talk about
it. I apologize. And then we'll talk about it. Mm. I have been shown pictures of water fountains at Citi Field.
Really?
Yeah. I got to find them now.
I've only been there. What, 10 times?
And I've only been there 600 times.
Where are they?
Yeah, Tiki, they probably not anywhere me and you want.
Oh, they're not in the Cadillac Club then.
Well, they're definitely not in the Cadillac Club.
I mean, they'd be filtered water in the Cadillac Club, though. It'd be beautiful.
I can't wait to go
do our show over there this week.
I'm looking at water fountains at Citi Field. So unless it got pulled after 2020 and this is outdated, there are water fountains, and I'm on a mission to find them. Maybe not tonight, because I'll probably take advantage of the free cup of water they're handing out. But sometime in the future, man, I got to find these water fountains. All right, so Sean, what was his point? I know he was agreeing with you, so you can regurgitate it.
No, the point is simply that no-hitters are more special than ever. And
because they don't happen as frequently.
And Evan is making the leap that he definitely would have got to 130 pitches, where all he's saying in the same point is, bring him out. If he happens to get through a random four or five pitch, at least you know then what it's taken. And he deserved the moment to tip the cap to the crowd. Another thing Boone ran and hid from on Saturday.
I'm being told that the water fountains in Citi Field are near the rooms where you change your child. Does that sound about right? The family room?
Yeah, the family room.
Where you go to sneak a leak sometimes?
No, I only take Spence there.
Come on.
I even retired taking Jet there anymore because he's eight. He doesn't need that anymore. And I was thinking about that. Like, when do you grow out of that? He's done. Okay. But Spencey, oh, yeah.
Right. He needs it. He needs the family room.
Speaking of Spencey.
Yeah.
Big conversation.
Why?
I didn't tell any of you guys this. I got a lot of crap from Tom Izzo, who works here. Hoff gave me crap. So I want to thank Fanatics Fest. They were really sweet to all of us. We had a great time there. And they treated the Rico Bronya very well, to the point where they sent a car. They drove me there. They even took me, my wife, and my youngest son, Spence, who went on a golf cart to go into a green room before we did the podcast.
Oh, nice.
So I'm in the green room. Spence is just like, strawberries. Can I have strawberries? I said, of course. It's in the green room. Why not? So we have the strawberries. First, guess who sits down? Carlos Mendoza.
Oh, nice.
Nice conversation with Mendy. I made my wife feel awkward because Mendy says, you're going to go easy on me, right? And I said, well, Carlos, not really. And my wife's like, no, he'll be sweet. Don't worry. I'm like, what?
It's not my job to be sweet.
Yeah, I am being sweet, bro.
And he knows it just as well as I do.
Yeah, he was just... But anyhow, Mendy's real nice. Talks to my young son, Spence. All is great. Who walks in next? Charlotte Flair.
No.
Cool. Wow. Cool, whatever. Like, Spence is like, whoa. I was like, yeah, that's Charlotte Flair. And he's just staring. Who comes in next? Sit down, Tommy.
I'm going to go...
The Undertaker.
Really?
The Undertaker. To which Spence is staring. I'm like, that's the Undertaker. And again, jaws open. Like, oh my God. He has the figures, bro. 2K25. He knows Undertaker.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baker, who walks in next? Someone Spence is not very happy with. Somebody a lot of fans aren't very happy with.
Because he's now a heel?
Because he's now a heel. The champ was here. In comes John Cena. Literally, this room is me, my wife Spence, Undertaker, Cena, Charlotte, and Mendy disappeared. She had enough of me. So Spence is looking, staring, and he looks at me and says, is this real? And I said, yeah, they're real. I said, want to say something to John Cena? Do you want to boo John Cena? Do you want to tell him how you feel? And he's very nervous. So my wife says, what should we do? Should we go over there? This is what an opportunity. Young Spence, he loves these people.
Definitely go over.
I decided not to go over.
What?
I decided to respect the green room. They are not in public. They're not signing autographs yet.
It's not a signing thing. It's just a go socialize thing.
Damn it.
That's what you do in the green room.
I thought you were going to be on my side, that I was respectful.
No.
So I made a big mistake.
Yes. You deprived your young Spence of this opportunity to meet some potential idols.
Okay, hold
forever
on.
Idols.
Before you...
all it's going to take is either one, whoever, John Cena, The Undertaker, whoever, to just be kind to him, they would honestly never, ever, ever, ever forget that. Ever.
So, deprived feels so strong.
They would.
No, they
Cena
would.
The Undertaker would be like, I met you when you were what? Three? Okay, if you say so. But Spence would talk about it for the rest of his life.
Now, he was very nervous, so it's not like he was like, Dad, let's go see him. I just wanted to respect the green room.
Forget that. The green room. When you're in the green room, you're somebody.
Well, I don't know this.
When you're in the, you're somebody. Wait, Jet was not there.
No, it was just Spence.
Just Spence.
We gave him the special treat.
And Jet, picks on Spence.
Correct.
Jet could never have picked on Spence again. Ever.
Damn it.
And it's no wonder Evan doesn't understand no-hitters, because they're about making memories. He had a chance to make them with his son, and he took it from him.
I think Spence has the memory. He saw John Cena in The Undertaker.
He could have talked to him.
He could have went up and did the Now You See Me thing.
Exactly. Right.
So you all would have...
Or he could have got pressed by The Undertaker or something.
Evan, here's where you have to say something. And Tiki's right. The green room is not like a fan socializing room, but there's a reason you're in the green room. Whether you like it or not, you were important enough to Fanatics Fest to be there in that same room with them. So they would have respected that and not treated you or your son like you were some rando out on the floor going up to him as he did the entrance. That was your actual chance.
Agreed.
I know where you're coming from, Evan.
Thank you, Tommy.
But when it comes to approaching a famous person or a celebrity, there's two things you never have to worry about if you have one of these things with you. A child or a hot chick. You have carte blanche at that point. They will be happy to talk to you. A little kid and a hot woman.
Yeah.
You had one of them.
Evan, and your wife was there, so you had two. You're also famous.
Yeah, but... Okay, so
you also are.
You're unanimously.
It's different tiers. It's different tiers of fame, but you're in that room.
So unanimously, you guys are saying I screwed this up.
Yes, absolutely.
I do feel better. I spoke to the architect here, and I told him the story, and he said, quote, Evan, you did the right
thing. No, he didn't.
Bang. Yes, he did.
No, Chris, you're wrong. Architect, you're wrong.
That's what he told me. He said you did the right thing. You respected the sanctity.
He is dead ass wrong.
Yeah. I was, of all the voices.
No, it's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
When you go into a green room and you're there for a reason, not just kind of like fly on the wall, but you're there because you're special, in this case, a Fanatics. When you go into the green room, you're supposed to socialize. It's what you do. You don't shrink into the corner. You socialize. You say, hey, nice to meet you, because you never know.
I feel
at
awful.
Some point, it's going to be like, you know what? I met you in the green room. Oh, yeah, I remember. You were cool. Let's do whatever together. Right? I'll come on the Rico Bronya. Or more importantly, I'll come on Evan and Tiki.
I feel awful. Not because Tommy said it or Sean said it or Tom Izzo said it or Pete Hoffman said it. I feel awful because Tiki said it. Tiki's one of those celebrities that would be in the green room, and he's basically telling me there is no sanctity of the green room. You should have had your 4-year-old go up to John Cena and say, you can't see me! And that, of course, was right after John Cena dropped the pipe bomb. Which was the buzz of the world. And there he was, 10 feet away from me. So I guess I screwed up. Mm. By the way, Lorenzo, who's a loyal listener to this show, is very upset with Tommy. He didn't use your name particularly, so he could be thinking it was Sean. He said, do these guys realize they're paid to work and the Evan Roberts free ticket plan is not a part of the salary? And tap water puts hair on your chest.
Thank you.
These guys are soft. Tiki needs to break their soft souls. That's from Lorenzo.
Which one
Lorenzo,
should I address?
Lorenzo's real. I honestly believe I don't get sick because of what I did when I was a kid. Like, just honestly, drinking out of faucets.
Yeah.
Like tap water.
Did you drink out of the hose? I used to.
Drink out of the hose.
That was fun.
Drink out of the creek. We go catch crawdads and rip their legs off and then like a day to eat it. And we do this like crazy stuff when we were kids. I never got sick. I swear. So drink tap water. EPA protects you. Every city, municipality, except for Detroit, because they had an issue.
That's true.
They had an issue. But most cities, they have regulations that make tap water drinkable.
Now, as far as the ticket plan is concerned, I'm going to prove a point, and I'm not full of crap. Mm-hmm. Like, I swear to God, it is possible if the answer is the answer, but it won't be the answer. To both Tommy and Sean, you guys did a great job on Sunday. I wasn't able to hear the entire show, but what I heard, I loved. It was really good. You guys have worked hard. Would both of you guys, or one of you guys, like to come to Citi Field tonight? What if Dad's got extra tickets tonight? Mm-hmm.
I would love to. I literally cannot.
Oh, okay.
I'm good.
Okay.
It's really hot out.
So these guys.
Wow, denied.
I think they're only serving tap water at Citi Field.
That's my point. You can't be bitter about Pete going.
No.
When I do have I swear to God, on my phone right now, you're in if you guys want it.
By the way, they have tall boys that are mostly water.
It's true.
And filtered.
No, it's in a can. And it's got 4.2% alcohol.
Not bad. Now, since both those guys said no, I did give them first crack. Yes. I don't want you to be disrespected, but you're more than welcome to come as well.
I wish I could, but you know I can't.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. So the Evan ticket plan, I offered all of you. You don't want to come.
If I was Hoffman, I would be offended.
Why?
Not only did you leave him out of your book, but when I asked you, you know, who you're going to the game with, you said Hoffman. He said, well, because he did a good job this weekend. like he's a dog and you give him a treat. Why wouldn't you just say he's a buddy of mine, a friend of mine, and we're going to go talk shop and go to the game?
It's a great point. I'll tell you the exact reason why I said that. Because of you.
And what did I have to do with it?
Because I knew you'd be sensitive.
I am with
about me picking Pete over you, and so I needed to at least say, hey, he worked real hard. You know, I still love you, Tommy. This was before I didn't realize I wasn't going to be able to sell my other two, and I could have just offered everybody. Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, no, you guys are in if you want to come. You guys want to come tonight?
I will ask Tracy if I'm allowed to.
How about that? Wow. Now, does that change your guys' opinions when Tiki says yes? Or if Tiki says yes?
No. I got to get home for my dogs, unfortunately.
Okay.
I have a thing with a guy in the place.
Your family's not home.
Yeah, so like somebody has to, I'm right. out of the house 8 hours already. I got to go home to my
dogs. Well, your dogs can be okay for another 2.5 hours. That's a lame excuse.
What are they doing?
Yeah, what do they do when you're gone?
They hang out and hopefully don't eat the remotes.
That's
like my mom's actually sitting with them now, but yeah.
Oh, so somebody's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have an excuse, and Tommy's excuse is it's quote hot outside, correct?
Well, quote hot outside is a little bit of an understatement.
Be perfect by the time game
perfect.
Time starts. Yeah,
it's 100 degrees outside.
No. First pitch. I've already analyzed it. First pitch at Citi Field with no sun is going to be 82 degrees.
It's going to be absolutely ideal.
Yeah, it's going to be in the low 80s. Like I'm bringing a fan. I don't know if anyone knows this. When I go to Citi Field, I come prepared. I have a fan set up that's already been charged up. So whoever sits next to me, in this case Pete, gets it blown on their face too.
I do have to correct you. It will be 82 degrees, but that's not what the heat index will be.
What's the heat index?
The heat index at 7 o'clock still reads 98.
No, that's why I brought a fan. So we're good.
You brought a fan.
Yeah,
thanks.
But the sun is down.
What was that?
Heat without sun is just kind of comfy.
I agree.
It's like a cozy blanket.
Okay.
For real.
He's right.
Heat with sun is brutal.
He's 100% right.
Like the radiating heat is worse than like just the actual air temperature.
More of your calls coming up, plus a real reason why New York Met fans should be rooting passionately for the New York Yankees tonight. And it's not just your typical, well, the Reds are in the National League argument.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.